We're going to start with John 8:32, and then we're going to go over to something else. I'll just read it to you. You're going to have to walk with me. This is not shallow. Okay? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, we're talking about digging deeper into scriptures, aren't we? That's what we're doing. And we talked about the fact that we're gazing at these things. We're looking into these things of God like you would look into a wonderful painting. When you look into a painting, you could stand there for a while and see different things you didn't see before. And, of course, we did that on Sunday. We looked at the particular painting, and you could see deeper meaning. So we're going to do that tonight. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus spoke Aramaic, okay? Now, Aramaic, it's an ancient language. And Semitic languages rooted in thousands of years of the nomadic experience. You know what a nomad is? They're moving around, right? Okay, now keep that in your thinking right there. Nomadic. Okay, so Jesus had a home. People are like, well, foxes have holes and no, but the son of God. No, he had a home. It was in Capernaum. But he did move around a lot because of his ministry. He's a traveling minister, right? Now, in Jesus' Aramaic, the word for truth is the word shrara. Sounds funny. Shrara. Anyway, shrara. So, and it means a light or clarity coming from the heart that leads one in the right direction for the moment. Okay? So that's what truth means. Now, so people who travel seasonally without any permanent dwelling would concern themselves with finding such a light. They needed some sort of inner GPS to go by because they're moving around. Okay? So that word shrara is a light coming from the heart. Okay? Now, the word know here, you shall know the truth, okay? The word know here is yida. And it's Aramaic. You know, Hebrew, yad, this is your yad, right? Yada would be worship, okay? This is yida in Aramaic. It means to grasp hold or grasp or hold something in one's hand so that you can use it. Okay, so we have something emanating from the heart, grabbing hold, okay? The word free is nakar, and it points to burning or leaving things behind that you no longer need. But just let it go. Burn it up. Let it go, okay? So through Aramaic, we can hear this saying, what the saying is telling us. So you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you heard Jesus say it, it would sound like this. If you find a light emanating in your heart, it will lead you in the right direction. Oh. Isn't that good? Can you see the movement in that? Yeah. Okay? Yeah. If you find a light emanating in your heart, you go, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. If you find that light, if you find that truth, if you hear the truth and you go, that's the truth. That's that light emanating on the inside of you. Isn't that good?
Yeah, so good.
Praise the Lord. Before we go any further, I just want to talk to you a little bit about Aramaic. Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, they all spoke Hebrew. They spoke the old Hebrew. Now, you remember that there are several invasions that happened to Israel. You had the Assyrians who came in. You had the Babylonians that came in. That happened between the 8th and the 6th centuries B.C. Remember Daniel? You remember these things? Okay. Now, the common practice of the invader at the time was to export the rulers and the elite class back to their countries. Remember, they took Daniel, they took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They took them back.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. And so they would take their elite groups back into Babylon, back into those places. So The whole region there, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and even Babylon, they spoke Aramaic. And so that caught on. So the people from Israel who were captives actually picked that language up and they began to speak Aramaic. So that's where it came from. And so by the time we get to Jesus, he spoke to very few people who understood Greek. They didn't know Greek. The Greek that they, when the Gospels were written, that happened afterwards. That's later down the road here. But Jesus, he's standing up there preaching and teaching them. He's speaking in Aramaic, okay? And so the only group that stayed, the people that stayed, they were the lower class people. The Samaritans spoke the old Hebrew, and they still do to this day. Everybody else has moved into a bit of a different flow. Amen? So now actually, the language got brought back in our day. Amen. Okay, but Jesus was speaking Aramaic. So let me say this to you. Most of us, and I think this is the point from my heart, how I feel like that I need to lead you and teach you, is that we're on a quest to have certain questions answered. We want to know how Jesus, what his idea was between human beings and nature. We want to know what he thought about relationships with people in our community. We want to know what he thought about evil and justice and what the remedy was. We want to know those kind of questions. We want to know what do we do about a problem? How do we use our faith? How do we walk in love? What is all this? We want the answers to the how-tos. I do, because we're living in this, right? Can I find life answers in Jesus' teachings? And so we're not that big into becoming theologians concerning, let me just say it like this, theology and belief, where you're just nailing down, this is da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, that's not the basis for us as a community here. We're going for life in Jesus. All right. So religion doesn't help us with those other things. So we seek and search the true meanings of what Jesus and all the other writings were saying. That's why I'm always telling you, learn the Hebrew, learn the Greek. Well, now I'm going to teach you some Aramaic for the next few times that we get together. And so one of the greatest answers to everything we're learning, as we talked about before, is when you understand language. You have to understand language. And so I'm going to say some things to you. So some of it you're going to have to catch. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to catch what I'm telling you. And you will. You will. It's not hard. But you're going to have to catch, I'm going to call it the idea, but it's the truth behind these things. We've lived on a level where north and south were opposite. Have we? But the interesting thing is they're in the same package. They're both in the magnetic field, but they're opposites. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right? So we used to think that quantum levels were all about particles. Mm-hmm. You know? But now we know that they're waves and particles. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah. So there's things that are solid or still, they're not really totally solid, they're moving in there, but then there's waves. So there's movement and there's solid.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to help you to start thinking like this. Now, I'm just trying to move you into understanding this language we're about to talk about. So the way they lived back then is not the way we live now. It's very, very different. The Eastern people live very, very different than we do, or even that we did live. It's just a different thing. So I should say this to you, too, that many people think that heaven and earth are separate. I say they are not. If we could see them as forces instead of just places, it would help us. If we saw activity. So, you know, we say this, the kingdom of God is God's rule, reign, and realm, right? Yeah. So I want us to think about realm tonight. The realm of what's going on, not the other two. The realm. We're gonna walk through that. So we need to see that there are a lot of things that are connected, and it helps us understand how we're connected to our Creator. And I want to throw this out there just a little bit to kind of shake your thinking up. Remember I told you that Miss Lynn Hammond had always said, God is just as interested in your body as he is in your spirit. And a lot of people separate those two things so far out. And so I was thinking about that. I was meditating on what she had said. What she says is very important to me. And the Lord said this to me. He said, don't you think your body's important? We're coming back to get it. Okay. I'm hoping I go at the same time, but he said it like that to me. He's trying to get a message over to me. So, well, more on that later. But language determines our way of viewing the world. So to understand more about Jesus, we have to understand what his perception was, and his language helps us. So the ancient Semitic languages tend to distrust the outward appearance, and they prefer sound. Is that hard? Is that too hard? They prefer sound. They just don't, they want that. So remember what I said to you? That guitar over there, that top string is an E string. You can't tell if it's in tune or not by looking at it. You have to hear it. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you're going to have to hit that or strum that one note to find out if it's in tune. But there's something interesting also about the guitar. That body that it's on helps produce the vibration.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you walking with me?
Yeah.
Okay. If this just seems like it's over your head, don't fret. Light's going to come to you. So the view would be to focus on what radiates from within rather than just the view of the body. What's radiating out of you? Keep going. Keep walking with me. I'm just trying to get you to move over into the language. So I'm stirring you up here. So look, it's like we just separate everything out. Well, we're body, we're soul, and we're spirit. And then in our minds, we make that compartment. And where that is true, it is true, but we still need to be able to put them together. And I think what I'm going to say to you will help you with that here shortly. So we're going to look at the very core of Jesus' way here. We're going to get the feeling of this stuff. And please keep in mind that when it comes to heaven and earth, the seen, the unseen, everything in the unseen keeps moving.
Yeah.
It allows movement from one place to another, right? Y'all know this. We've talked about quantum here, so... But the seen keeps moving too. They both have activity. Heaven kept moving. Now here's what I want you to get. Just get this. Heaven and earth were two forces when they were created. They were both forces. Like, well, I think earth is just, no, it's a force in itself. Why? Because it came from Creator. Okay? So you have heaven. Heaven kept moving, unlimited. It's still moving. Heaven is still moving. The realm is moving. Earth decided to come into itself. It decided to focus in and discover itself. Nothing wrong with that, but that's the way that this thing flows. And so, what happened is it moved into time, right? Earth has time, which allows for individualism. Day and night, I and you, individualism. Y'all still with me? Okay. So you have heaven and earth. And so earth pulled over and said, now it can be me and you, da, 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 da. You can separate those out because of how you picture earth. All right. Now, let's go to Matthew 6:9. Even though it's me and Bob, we're still here in the same field. And I'm just going to prove a bigger point to you by saying, even though it's Jesse and Larry, they're still in the same field. So watch this. Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, we're going to take this prayer and I'm going to teach it to you like Jesus actually said it. Okay. Now, our Father, which art in heaven, according to tradition of Semitic language prayers, you can find the whole meaning of the prayer in the first line. That's what they say. Okay? So, here's the very first word. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do so you won't get lost in this. On a few of the very first words, I'm going to actually take the words apart and show you the letters, but then we're going to pick up and run through the whole thing. Okay? It'll become clear to you in just a minute. Father in Aramaic is the word Abun. A-B-W-U-N. Pronounced like a double O. Abun. That's Father. But here's the thing about Father. When Jesus said it, it actually is a word more like parenting. Get it? It's parenting. So, God is a verb more than he's a noun. Oh. We're talking about movement.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
So he's moving.
Yeah.
So, parenting. That's the essence of what he's saying to them here. All right. So remember Hesed. Everybody knows Hesed here. So Hesed, that's a covenant word. We understand Hesed. It's not just love. It's love in motion. It's moving. So God is moving. He's moving. He's parenting. He's parenting. He's not just Father. He's parenting. And so Jesus is approaching him like that. He's approaching him like he's a verb. Y'all understand that. You took some classes on that. I'm sure third grade probably on that one. So, God is as much of a process as he is a being. Okay, y'all, I felt y'all get that. And he is also a becoming.
I am.
He's a becoming. All right. Now, this is not obscure mysticism or anything. Y'all know better than that. We don't go to that stuff. This is the way the ancient Semitics viewed their reality. It was a little bit, remember, they're nomads. They're moving. They're looking for truth. They're living in the light that they get at that moment. Man, I can't get off on that. I better not. I mean, there's faith right there. That's faith right there. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That light comes in and you go, boom! I get that, and it helps you in that minute. And that's why I had to do it anyway. That's why we say faith comes by hearing and hearing, because you hit it and it hit you, and then you did it again and it hit you.
Yeah.
It's moving. I love y'all. Y'all are just doing good. Okay. So, from the seen to the unseen, all was moving and changing. It just kept changing, just kept changing. So, let's look at these roots more closely, and we're going to see. Now, just like other languages, each letter has a sound, and it was a word or sound, and it was a creative being in itself. So let's just look at this. A-B-A-B-W-N. Now the A, I'm going to say this and then I'm not going to teach you this part, but every language has a lot to do with how you're saying it. Mm-hmm. Like when we say hesed, that's not how to say it. They have this little cough in front of it that I can't do. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that's good. Deb did it. Hesed. We may have to cut that part out. Anyway. But there's actually languages that are just clicks and... What do you call that, Deb?
Yeah, Tagalog.
What?
It's a language called Tagalog.
Tagalog. So they're going... And they understand what they're saying. So all of these letters mean something, and they sound different. And I was going to tell you this, but we're not going to go any further with this. The way you say them affects your body parts.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, I'll tell you this one. Ah. When you say ah, which is going to be abun or abba. So that one actually is something you feel in your heart when you say it. Ah. Can you tell?
Yeah.
And so there's all these ones, but we're not going to go into them. I'm just going to tell you what I is. It's the being and becoming. It's the being and becoming of what all arises. Huh. We're talking about God. It's the being and the becoming of what's arising.
Wow.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. BW, the next two letters, it's not Bill Winston. It's a breath being birthed that will become a home, a temporary resting place for something new. So you have this thing coming out and becoming a resting place. Okay, remember we're talking about Father. Okay. All right, next. You... The breath arises from the unseen to the seen, from the inside to the outside. So it's being produced up out. It's a temporary resting place that you go to. It's coming from the inside out. It's coming from out of God. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, from the depth to surface, forms unknown to known, from source to destination, it is process transformation itself. So just God himself is movement out.
Amen.
Yeah.
And guess who it's toward? You.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in is what was being born. Don't let all these different things get tech. What was being born, coming into being, now appears as its own creative being, ready to further grow and change. Consciousness marries outer impressions to create a thing or an appearance. You see how all these letters have their own stuff in them? So all this is coming forth out of Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Something from within, coming out, making its place in you.
Yeah. Wow.
So, what it's really saying here, if we want to get to the bigger thing, is it's the process of parenting.
Huh.
It's the process of parenting. So it's not just Father. Okay, what's a noun? What is a noun? Person, place, or thing. You can't describe God like that. He's not just, he is a person, yes, but he's not just Father, he's actually parenting. He's parenting. And so when Jesus was calling upon the Father, he's calling upon parenting. Y'all want me to change the subject?
No.
Okay, just making sure you're not going, I don't get this. It's not hard. So when you say Abun, when you say Father, you are uniting with a loving, creative person from which everything is arising. That's what it's saying. So if you didn't get the rest of it, just get that. When you said Father, you just connected with this one that everything comes out of. Everything was made by him. You just connected with the one who can do everything, and he wants to parent you.
Yeah.
Just in that one word. Okay, look, I'm going to go out here because I believe you can handle this. I don't know that I'd preach this anywhere else, and we'll just believe that those listening can handle this because I know you guys won't get confused about this. Brother Copeland used to say that God is as much female as he is male. Right?
Yeah.
Y'all get that? Okay. Nowadays, it's hard to say these kinds of things because people are in such darkness.
Yeah.
That they think they get to decide who they are.
Yeah.
But honey, their DNA told them who they were.
That is right.
Just take a look at yourself. You'll know who you are.
Yep.
All right. But for what the area we're talking about here, I'll say this to you. God can father you and mother you.
Amen.
Okay? That's my point. He can parent you. The people in the old days had a different sense about them. They didn't have to be concerned with the depth of darkness that we're dealing with right now, where people would say, see, I told you I could be whichever one I want to. No, you can't. But God is actually both. When he created Adam and Eve, they weren't separate. They were one. And we're gonna get to that point right here. God made male and female interlinked as one. Walk with me. So they didn't really deal with gender. They knew how it worked. And so they're two polarities, true, but rather than being separate, they felt united within the shared field of the human soul. They shared a place together. Male and female share a place together. That is what's right. Okay, so you're one is what we would say. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? You are one. Jesse and Larry are one. Adam and Eve were one. So Abba and Amma, that's what the Jew people call, excuse me, the Jewish people call daddy and mama, Abba and Amma, okay? That's what they call each other. Ab points to movement of initiate, get this is so cool. Ab points to the initiating a process, going out, searching, perhaps also relating to hunting. That's what the name means. That's what the daddy does.
Wow.
Okay. Can you think a little deeper here? Let me look at the audience here. Yeah, we're okay. So that's what a something from the daddy does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Points to a movement of receiving and completing something, finding and gathering.
Wow.
So when that little swimmer heads out hunting.
Yeah.
There's a little egg that's going to say,
right.
Over here.
Right.
And all life is based on that. That's how men and women move together.
Right.
Yeah.
They become one like that. The little swimmer and the egg became one, and then you created another person.
Right.
Yeah. You had to have a hunter. And you had to have a gatherer. You had to have someone going looking and someone receiving. That's, now what is it? It's motion. It's movement. Things are working. I wanted to take time to just point that out to you because I think it helps the whole process here that we're talking about. So all of these people, they're not burdened with, you know, all these silly ideas that we were, that we have to deal with now. So why? They were a unit. They're a unit. Amen. So when you say Father, you're really starting something. Go back to the prayer. Go, y'all quit thinking about the egg and the swimmer. Okay, come on. Now, go back to what we're talking about. Father, when you said Father, when you actually prayed that, you started movement.
Wow.
Father, Abun, Abba, you started movement of parenting at that moment. Okay, we're going to move faster now. Our Father, which art in heaven. Shamya. As close as I can get in this Texas body here. Which art in heaven. English translations use four words, which art in heaven. But one of those four words is actually not there in the original. You with me? Okay, and then there's an important Aramaic word that is left out here. So the D there is moving to and from, there and back. And then you follow it with a preposition, and then so you get moving to and from, there and back, with, along with, and at the same time within. And so here's the fun part. The word art is not in there. Sorry, art, but it's not there. Been waiting to do that all day. So, but you're in here. Okay. Now, so there's not one in Hebrew here.
Yeah.
Art. Are you right? Yeah. Which art in heaven? It's not there. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
See, they don't have what we call a being verb. A word that points to a static state of being, aka I or me. They don't have that, or am or are, I should say. For them, everything is always moving. So am means to live. Okay? So it's not, hey, person of the Father who's stationed in heaven. That's not what that's saying. Okay? Our Father who art in heaven. It's not, hey, person of the Father. Father, parenting, okay? So, this Father or Abun is moving to and from and within and along with all the realms of light and sound. He is kinetic. Is he pedestrian? Yes. He is someone that you could hug. Jesus. There's a man in the Godhead. There is the person of the Father, but the Father can emanate. He has movement. He's the creator.
Wow.
We're talking about something outside of our usual ideas of space and time here, okay?
Yeah.
So it's more like what we call the quantum field. If you can think about that, this kind of help you. So the ending there, Aya, means the realm of Shem has no boundary or limit. So that's what we're talking about here. Our Father who art in heaven, you are, so this is what you'd say. Our Father who art in heaven, you are actually saying this. Oh, birthing, fathering, mothering of the cosmos, you are creating all that moves and changes to and from, within and along, with a boundless wave of light and sound. That's what you're actually, that's what he's actually saying.
Wow, that's good.
Absolutely.
Wow.
There's your amplified version of the Aramaic.
Right. Really?
And you're like, well, why do we need to know all that? Because I'm trying to stretch your spirit into seeing how big God is.
Yes. Amen.
Okay? So, oh, birthing Father, mothering of the cosmos. Now, don't get all messed up on the word cosmos. It's just the universe. But I didn't want to use universe there because, you know, the universe. Right. So you're creating all that moves and changes to and from, within and along, with a boundless wave of light and sound. So what are we talking about? Realm? Glory?
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. Now we're going to just go through the rest of this. I just wanted to take a little time to break stuff apart so that you could see how the letters, just like we did Shalom. I just wanted to do that for a couple of minutes with you, but we don't have time to do it for it all. So I'm going to fill in the rest of it quickly for you. Okay, hallowed be thy name. It means this. Let a process happen. I'm leaving a space in me. This is beautiful right here. This is my favorite part. Let this process happen. Let a process happen. I'm leaving a space in me or creating a space in me to contemplate that he is the center from which everything pivots. He and his name are the light and sound and reality of everything. Now, what I just said is you are holy. Hallowed be thy name. I'm stopping right now to think and meditate on the fact that you are the center of everything. And you are holy. No one else is like you. Hallowed be thy name. Got it? Okay. Thy kingdom come. May the creative breath, the fire of consciousness from the big heart of reality, isn't that good? Really arrive. So, okay. So there now we see that thy kingdom, kingdom is not just rule and reign. It's realm. It's more personal than that. The kingdom is more personal. What does scripture say about the kingdom? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That doesn't have anything to do with politics or government. So the kingdom of God is so much bigger than how you would call kingdom. You know, United Kingdom, we think of, you know, how the British stuff is and everything. But see, this kingdom is bigger than that. It's a realm of goodness that's coming to you. Praise the Lord. So may the creative breath, and church, get used to the word breath. We're talking about spirit flow.
Right.
What is it? Ruach? Okay. The fire of consciousness from the big heart. I used to have a friend, Vicky, and she called God the big one. And she'd say, what's a big one telling you? And she said, I'm going to have to ask the big one. That's what she called God. I loved it. Yeah. And so from time to time, someone will ask me, I said, I'll have to ask the big one. But he's the big heart. Yeah. He's the one for everything's emanating out of him. Yeah. And you're his kid. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is really cool. It doesn't mean this. If you do this, you're going to get something later. Doesn't have anything to do with that kind of stuff. It means just as at the same time. Let your heart's desire act with and through ours. Let your heart's desire act with my heart and come through me. See how the connection is with the prayer?
Yes.
Let God come through us. I'm asking you, Lord, let God come through us. So, word spoken, action done. Right when you said it, you have just received the movement, the parenting, the big heart, the one who is full of everything that can come out to you. You just received him coming in you and through you when you said it. Let all your heart's desire act with and through us, vibrating in all fields of light, combining all particular forms. And don't let that get new agey to you. What that's saying when it says vibrating in all fields, it just means that God can move anything. That's where the mountains move. That's where people change. That's where you believe you receive and got your new truck. Because this chair you're sitting in is vibrating right now.
Yeah.
The world is vibrating.
True.
The realm is flowing right now. Everything's in movement.
Right.
Are y'all getting the message that I'm trying to teach you that God is moving? Okay. It's kind of coming clear here, huh? Okay. So, you're asking for all that is moving in heaven to become a part of your life. Give us this day our daily bread. That's not just food. In Aramaic, it means give us everything we need to nourish every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. The word give means give birth to here. Lord, give birth to everything we need right now. Give birth to it. He's parenting. Okay. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is really good too. The next two will really change your thoughts about how things work. This is about releasing stolen fruit in the Aramaic. It's about releasing stolen fruit. See the movement in this. It's saying when we release what is not ours, ours is released from others. Okay? It's all the same movement. It's all the same time. It's happening at the same time. So, church, this is how forgiveness works. Understand this. If someone's saying, well, I just can't forgive them, you're blocked right there. There's just gonna be a block. Yeah. You wonder why everything hurts on you? You wonder why you're miserable? It's when you're in unforgiveness, it'll affect your body because all of the daily bread is not coming through. See that? And so when you forgive, your forgiveness that has already been there can rush in. When you pass it on, it's just like seed time and harvest. When you forgive, Lord, and it's by choice, I forgive them, and boom, your stuff rushes in. When you block that, it's not like this. Well, they won't forgive, so God's holding back. Uh-uh. They stopped it. They stopped it. Right there where they won't forget, and it'll fester and fester and fester and become a cancer in people's life if they don't do something about it. It'll turn right into the curse. Christian, just like non-Christian, forgiveness is the only way to operate in faith and love. And love can forgive. All right. When you forgive, forgiveness gets to you, and then you're able to receive. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So it actually doesn't say lead here, which I am so glad, because God does not lead anyone. You wouldn't even need to pray to the Father, please don't lead me into temptation. James says it's impossible for God to tempt or to tempt you. So that's not what it says. It's not lead you into temptation. This is about entering. It's about entering. It's about, I'll tell you like this. In the language here, evil is unripeness. It's about a fruit that is not ripe. It's something that gets cut off from reality so that it can't ripen in a healthy way. Walk with me because you're going to really like this. This is going to help you in your soul life right here. Today we would call it narcissistic. That's what we would call it. What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Self, 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 self. You're not letting the fruit ripe. You're cutting it off. Life becomes all about you. You see that? So the prayer here is not to go there. And this is in the essence of the language. Help me remember. Help me, Lord, to remember not to have the unripened fruit. So don't let us enter chronic forgetfulness of soul and source. All of a sudden, you forget who's your source, and you get into your soul. On the contrary, release us from acting unripely, not in tune with our self's healthy purpose. Narcissistic people are unhealthy in their soul. They will commit many things in the name of their own self. They don't look beyond it. They won't take correction. They think they're right about everything. They'll talk over you. They're rebellious. They just, whatever they set up their standard to be is how it is. That's not who we want to be.
No.
We want to be people that are correctable.
Yes.
Who walk in love. Yeah. Okay. So, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Now, you all know that the Jews always operate in a circle. Life is always a circle.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. So this is about the life of God and his power accompanying us on a life journey. The word glory here is actually the word song in Aramaic. It's a song. Isn't that interesting? Which returns us to our source. Listen, the song will return us to our source. Okay? I'm telling you what the language says. Life and power come to us and then we sing it back.
Wow.
Then it comes back and springs forth new life and we do it all over again. That's what that scripture is actually telling you there. This is movement. Okay. So when you pray the way Jesus said to pray, we call it the Lord's Prayer, it's going to go something like this. Now, I added to the Aramaic a little bit of Roxanne, okay? This is basically what we get because if I said it all in the Aramaic, it'd be too many words because it just took me 10 pages to tell you all that. But here it is in the easiest way I could lay it out to you. Father, you are the one who raises and cares for us. Right now, I pause and reflect on the truth that you are the center of all universes and the center of my world. May your creative spirit and an awareness of your goodness and great heart come into this atmosphere. Let your heart's desire act with and through us. I ask that you give us everything we need to nourish every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. As I forgive, I can receive the forgiveness that you already released to me. I pray that we will not be cut off. We will remember that you are our source and release us from the actions that move us away from who we really are. Thank you for your life that is in us and your power that is given for our journey. And we continually sing praises and glorify your name for who you are and all that you have done. And I just prayed the Lord's Prayer in a movement flow instead of King James. You know what? I'm going to read it to you again. Okay? All right. Father, now think about this. Start thinking about it. Just meditate on it. Father, you are the one who raises and cares for us. Right now, I pause. So I'm making a place in my heart. Right now I am. I pause. I reflect on the truth that you are the center of the universe and you're the center of my world. May your creative spirit and an awareness of your goodness and your great heart come into this atmosphere. Let your heart's desire act with us and through us. I ask that you give us everything we need to nourish every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. As I forgive, I can receive the forgiveness that you've already released to me. I pray that we will not be cut off. We will remember that you are our source and release us from actions that move us away from whom we really are. Thank you for your life that is in us and your power that is given for our journey. And we will continually sing praises and glorify your name for who you are and for all that you have done. Amen. And amen in every language means so be it. Amen. Isn't that rich? God is moving and flowing in us. And so we don't just have to be two-dimensional. And then you open up and you can be three-dimensional. But once you begin to open these things up and you're filled with the Spirit, you can go 11-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're working on operating right here, is to live in the realm. We want to worship God to the point that atmosphere changes. And he does it all. We don't have to one by one lay hands on anybody. He just does it. Miracles just happen. That's what we want. That's what we want. Lord, show us your glory. That's what we want corporately. We want to be these people. We don't want to be religious agents. We have this life of God. He's not trying to hinder who you are. He's not trying to set you up with a lot of rules. Well, you shouldn't, have you been hunting lately? I wonder why. Because it's in your DNA. Now, maybe not all men want that kind of a hunt, but they want some kind of a hunt. God is not trying to destroy that or change that. He's not trying to squash that a woman wants to, nest and she likes to arrange her house. And man, my mother changed our furniture about every 6 weeks. That woman, she could change everything. She loved doing all that stuff. I watched it over the years. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to do it this way and I'm going to create it this way. That's what women do. They gather. That's why they buy so many groceries, guys. But anyway, I'm kidding. I always notice when the husband goes to the store, the bill's higher though. Have y'all ever noticed that? Ice cream, he said. Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone. Praise the Lord. Did y'all get that? Did y'all enjoy it? I know it seemed very technical, but it's really not. It just takes amplified words to express God. You have to understand him. He's not just sitting on a throne somewhere, sending out one by one stuff. Oh, wait, we got a message from Danny here. Okay, she said she wanted this. Okay, Carlisle, Angel Carlisle, it's way even bigger than that. There's a realm. Yes, they're moving like that. It's both. It's both. Amen. It's both. Right now, whatever it is you want, you have but to get the great heart and allow him to flow through you. And the only way he's not flowing through you is if you stop him. That's why we have to walk in love. That's why it says faith worketh by love. Working. Now, wait till we do the Aramaic on those kind of things. Actually, that scripture will come under the Greek. You start taking these things apart, you just get a broader sense, a broader revelation of how he is. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are the great heart, and we love you so much, Lord. Thank you for opening up things for us. And Father, we just pray tonight that we do pray that we would not, that we would come away from all selfishness in Jesus' name. That when we walk, that we would actually, when we're in movement, that we would actually watch ourselves. We would watch our words. And we can do that by the Holy Spirit, because you are our GPS. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God that lives in us. We thank you that we can forgive. We thank you that we can be parented. We receive it. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing. Amen. All right, let's receive our offering tonight. Thank you, Jesus. It's just a miracle that we did all that in 1 hour. We're right on schedule. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to give online, you can give, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And you can also give online. You can go out to our website and see how to give online. And we appreciate all the gifts in Jesus' name. We just declare that you have a 100-fold return harvest on them. Thank you for it, Lord. Okay. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. All right, go ahead and serve the people, ushers. God is good. Praise the Lord. What stuck out the most? Somebody tell me something.
Yeah.
Tell me. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's moving. Uh-huh. What else? What? Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole realm working. What else?
Starting the process when you say Father.
Yeah. It starts the process when you say Father.
Yeah.
Remember what they were doing. They were asking him, how do you pray? How do you pray? Well, he starts out by asking for the parent.
Wow.
He's asking for the parent. Parent me. Parent me.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And just everything is in that. Everything.
Singing praises is a vibration.
It is. That's right. The singing actually
corresponds with the vibration.
That's exactly right. The singing vibrates back to him.
Yes.
And don't make that new agey. Sound belongs to God.
Exactly.
Sound belongs to God. And when you sing back to him, you're closing the circle.
Amen.
Yeah. You're closing the, huh?
Like the Australian movie, I sing you back to me.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
It brings a connection.
Amen.
All Jewish people start with a song and end with a song.
Yeah.
And what happened at the Lord's Supper, at the Last Supper? Excuse me. They sang a hymn before they left,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to say anything?
Becky's both mother and father, and it makes me think of El Shaddai. You know,
yeah.
He's
yeah.
He can just provide for everyone fully.
Yeah.
He can. And see, we had to get out of that box.
Yeah.
We have to get out of that box that this is this and this is this.
Yeah.
He made us to flow together. And just like male and female are one, we and God are one.
Come on, amen.
We and God are one. So, think about this. A threefold cord cannot quickly be broken. So, you're one with God. You're one with God. You're one with each other. And when you're wrapped up like that,
wow.
You're on the same page. With God in the mix, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can make it. You can do what you need to do. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's a precious thing. It's a precious thing to understand relationship like this.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. All right. Y'all look sleepy. Let's stand up.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm just,
okay.
You know,
hold on.
The body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have more on that. I just didn't know if I could throw it all out here at once, but actually the way you say words,
mm-hmm.
when you say wound, it actually connects a different part of the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that neat? So in the original languages, okay, in the original languages, your body reacts. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to see if I can go here. Y'all stand up and I'll see if I can go here. Even as late as Monday, we were praying in the thermostats and the Lord, the Holy Spirit took me into this place where it sounded like I was talking in some ancient language. But it didn't sound like, hey, I'm going to town. It didn't sound like that. It had a, to it. It had a, I can't do it right now because I'm not anointed in that way right now. But it actually sounded like something. The only way I could describe it is ancient.
Yeah.
But it sounds coming from the realm in travail or in, do y'all know it's good to travail?
Yes,
yeah.
It's birthing. And so these sounds come forth, and sometimes they're real, they sound like Indian and stuff. Well, that's the Spirit moving. That's why we got to get over our pride. That's right, groanings. So we, you know, the thing about praying in tongues, people are like, I'm too embarrassed to pray in tongues in front of people. I'm telling you, you better get over that.
Right.
That's pride.
Yeah.
It's, if you're embarrassed, you're proud.
That stops movement.
And it stops movement. That's the soul stopping it. Say what?
It's the other end of the pride stick.
It is. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. The pride stick. Did you hear what she said? Shame and arrogance. That's exactly right. And all pride brings a fall.
Yeah.
It all does. When, and see, that's why that prayer is so important. I think we need to say that one more time. Lead us not into temptation. Lord, take, help us stay out of putting self in the center. That's what it's saying. Help us stay out of putting self in the center. Listen, wakey wakey, when you start saying, well, I'm not going to do that. I don't care if the church does, I'm not doing it. When you start saying things like that, or, well, I'm not trying to go there with something else here. Well, I don't like that. Well, get over it.
Yeah.
I don't like that song. I don't like the way they do that. I don't want to hear that. See, that's you getting into soul.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, I'm not going to do that. You're getting into yourself. But love doesn't do that.
Uh-uh.
And you just pray that, that parenting came through you. The big heart came through you. I just like the big heart. I think I'm going to call Abba the big heart for a while. Oh, big heart, come through me. Isn't that cool? He's the big heart. And he's coming through with all this stuff. Well, I'm a man. I don't do that. Get over that.
Amen.
This is a place of the realm of the glory, and we're going to have it.
Yes.
You're like, well, you're being tough. Well, I think Abun would be tough right there, and too. If you want me, if you want to get everything, if you care about what's going to happen... And there's the other thing. Do you care? Because if you don't care, you're too much in your soul. If you don't care about what's going on in Israel, you need to check yourself out. If you don't care about what's going on in America, check yourself out. If you don't care about this church, check yourself out. Could be that self's waving its big flag and it's all about you. Jesus is coming.
Yes.
And he's wonderful. And right now, I sense that he wants to spill all these wonderful things out on us. Tangible things, spiritual things, financial things. I believe that we could actually have debt freedom across the whole church. Total debt freedom across the whole church. We were, and what if we were all able to move and flow with the thermostats? What if we could all move into these places? What if we all sang that song back to God instead of five people in the praise and worship group worshiping? What if everybody just closed their eyes and actually sang the song, the good song that you sing every week for us right now, and I love it. It's my favorite song. Well, what if you really just did that? What if you got over yourself? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to get something to you.
Right.
Just get, just go ahead and instead of, man, you know, I'm just going to stay in here. What if you just went ahead and said, you know what, God? You're the great heart.
Amen.
Get in the movement. Now this is where we can actually claim a move of God and have the right phrase. Isn't that right?
Literally.
We need a move. And we have a move.
This is a move.
Amen. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Amen. Have something to take home and think about?
Yeah.
Think about how good God is.
Wow.
Get over yourself. There's just the best way to do it. Lead us not into temptation. Thank you, Lord, that I get over myself.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, amen.
You are going to make choices that self doesn't like.
Get over it.
You will. But after a while, self will go, okay, that's what we're going to do. My body is not saying, I was actually kidding with Deb today, because I did all this stuff. I cleaned all the floors, and I was wiping all the stuff off every chair, and I sharpened all the knives today, and I'm busy. What'd you call me? The battery removal technician. I changed all the batteries in the house. I had to change the fireplace batteries. Because our fireplace runs on batteries. It's a gas thing. Anyway, so I've just been working and doing all this stuff, so I got tired. I just leaned on Deb. I said, hey, I need you to go preach for me tonight. But I'm here because I don't ask my body.
No.
Yeah. I don't ask if I'm coming. I haven't asked if I'm coming in 30 years. You just don't like, well, I wonder if I'm going to go tonight. That never crosses my mind. Can I tell you this? It wouldn't if I wasn't the preacher.
Amen. True.
You just do it. Amen. Just love. Just let the great heart love.